The things we have seen is actually the devastating situations of the post-impact of the floods. Of course, in some areas, the water has subsidized, but it's still in certain areas, about 3 or 4 PMs, they still the water still exists and the floods still exist. So what I have seen there clearly is that, of course, the flood has really, really affected the livelihood of people. And even in some areas where water has subsidized, as people try to rebuild their lives, they have really great concern. One of the major concerns that they have is most of the houses that and homes that were actually washed out by the floods, by water, people are trying to rebuild those kind of houses. The question still remains, how long will they really before we experience the next flooding as a result of the climate change? Also, many families have lost their livelihoods, that are cattle. And, of course, there is a major concern in terms of food insecurity. In the next 3 months, Warrap states will experience a great food insecurity because their crops were washed out, water has subsidized, there is dry land areas, and people are trying to have that kind of resilient spirit to rebuild their homes, trying to put the simple infrastructure or the local building back. And this is what has really, really a major concern. So the Warrap states in the next 3 months, it's really going to experience major challenges in terms of food insecurity, and also the communities are struggling how to rebuild their life after the flood.
And yes, as a Minister of Humanitarian Affairs, you have seen these. How is your ministry going to help?
The ministry now, what's going to help is we're trying to use this dry season where at least we have access in terms of water before the next raining season starts, before we experience the next year flood, so that at least we could try as much as we can to pre-position a lot of food and try to work closely with the partners and international partners so that those communities are helped to rebuild their lives within the next 3 months as soon as possible. And in these junctions, I call on the international community, the NGOs, and the communities that are operating within Warrap states at least to work very hard and utilize this dry season so that at least we can be able to address the gaps and mitigate the gaps with the risk we have in terms of food insecurity, because people never cultivated, there's nothing that they have in their homes. And at the same time, we try to preposition a lot of food before the next raining season starts, particularly not just in Warrap alone. I was also in a will, and I have seen the same similar situations in a will. And most important now is that we need to use whatever available resources that we have to bring food either from the north, from Sudan, or either from Juba, and utilize this kind of dry seasons where a little bit water has subsidized in certain areas, and also try to help. Of course, the areas that need to be designated, so those who have already, their people, or of course, if they still, their homes are underwater. We have seen this in Akon, we have seen this in Awul South, we have seen this in some parts of Twitch, and this is a great struggle. So my heart was melted down as a Minister of Humanitarian Affairs, particularly of the situations that we have seen. The short-term solutions, which is quick and should be handled right now, is that we need to preposition food and we need to support these families to be quickly rebuild their lives within these 3 months before the next raining season starts and before we see the next year flooding, of course.
Yes.
As we look at the general solutions on the climate change.
Yes, and Honorable, that's what I wanted to ask, though. Much as you're trying to help these people now because of the impact of the flooding, it's dry season, but soon, in a few months' time, the rainy season will start again and probably will experience another flooding. What is being put in place right now to ensure that is prevented?
Of course, as a government, we will try to look at our general strategic in terms of addressing the climate change, which we look at adaptations, which is absolute responsibility of the government, but in terms of mitigations of the climate change, we will try to do what we can. We have assessed certain areas, and we are going to designate certain areas within the various states. This will be areas we are encouraging communities that once the next flood starts and once the raining season starts, they could be able to move there. And we together as the humanitarian community will try to move to help them to have the access to water, to have the access to basic services that they can be able to live. Of course, this is a global challenge which South Sudan is experiencing because as a result of the climate change, and it's going to continue for some time. And as much we can, what we can to do, have to do right now is that we will must work out a permanent solution to address the issue of floods, which actually we do this in collaboration, so the Ministry of Water Resources and Irrigation, Ministry of Humanitarian Affairs, and the Ministry of Environment. And of course, as COVID cases subsidized in South Sudan, a lot of work will have to be done.